Donald Trump had some interesting things to say today about Joe Biden. Now, if you've watched me on Periscope or followed me on Twitter, you know I'm a Catholic. Love being a Catholic. Got concerns about leadership in the Catholic Church, scandals, sexual scandals, financial scandals, etc. And Joe Biden's a Catholic, allegedly. And I'm part of the Catholics for Trump campaign. And so I'm supporting and voting for and promoting Donald Trump, who's not a Catholic. There's no secret about that, that Donald Trump is not a Catholic. And today, it was interesting that Trump said that Joe Biden's against God. And, you know, Joe Biden, he said, for President Trump to attack my faith is shameful. Well, I'll tell you what's shameful, Joe Biden. The fact that you say that you're a Catholic and you promote the murder of children in the womb. That's shameful. The fact that you claim to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and you promote a violation of the Ten Commandments as part of your political platform, Joe Biden, that's who you are. That is truly shameful. Now, hey, Virg fam, welcome to Periscope video. Here's what Trump said. Biden, he's following the radical left agenda. Take away your guns. Destroy your Second Amendment. No religion. No anything. Hurt the Bible. Hurt God. He's against God. He's against guns. He's against energy, our kind of energy. I don't think he's going to do well in Ohio, Trump said. Trump also said in his Ohio talk, telling the workers at the Whirlpool plant, I will stand up to the foreign trade cheaters and violators that hate our country. He also accused Canada of taking advantage of us as usual. Now, this is interesting because I'm part of the Catholics for Trump campaign. And although, of course, Trump is not a Catholic, I've done a video on Melania Trump and whether she's a Christian and her identity as a Catholic. I'd encourage you to go to my YouTube channel, Dr. Taylor Marshall at YouTube. You can watch that video that I did on Melania Trump. But I think it's really interesting that Joe Biden, who is the professed Catholic, we faithful Catholics, we don't like him. We see him as a fake Catholic. He's using our label, our brand name, Catholic, but he doesn't believe what we believe about human life, defending human life. So Joe Biden is a, you've heard of fake news? Joe Biden is a fake Catholic. And the troubling thing for me as a Catholic is that we see Archbishop Gregory in Washington, D.C. We see Cardinal Supich in Chicago, Archbishop Gomez in LA. They are quiet. And Catholics like myself have been wising up. We've realized that these cardinals and archbishops of the major sees promote silently, subtly, the Democratic Party. It's been going on since the 1980s. And if you call them on their bluff, they say, well, I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life. That has always been the pro-life card. And then lay people say, oh, well, Archbishop's pro-life. So that must mean that he's supporting the pro-life movement. But we have been disappointed over and over and over by the archbishops and the cardinals and the USCCB. So I'll be the first one to say, Trump isn't a Catholic. He doesn't go to Mass. He didn't receive the sacrament of confirmation in the Catholic Church. For all I know, he doesn't believe in transubstantiation, the Eucharist, the Council of Trent. holy orders, Marian dogmas, the things that we Catholics hold dear. But when it comes to protecting human life, he's the better candidate. He's clearly the better candidate than Joe Biden. Also, he talks about the Second Amendment. Look, it is a fact that political regimes try to assume more power over time. And eventually, when they assume so much power, they kill the populace that resists them. This is why in the United States of America, we have the Second Amendment. It's not just for hunting. It's not for going to shoot targets. I was shooting targets the other day. We had a good time. We had some ARs. We had some, we had some 1911s. We had some Glocks. We had some CZs. We had a good time. But that's not the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is there to protect us from tyranny. People who would invade our states, our counties, our cities, and even our homes. That's why we Americans have the Second Amendment. So President Trump says he, Joe Biden, he's following the radical left agenda. Take away your guns. Destroy your Second Amendment. No religion. No anything. Hurt the Bible. Hurt God. Trump goes on to say he's against God. He's against guns. He's against energy, our kind of energy. I don't think he's going to do well in Ohio. I think it's interesting, you know, as someone who's openly pro-Trump, and I'm on the campaign for Catholics for Trump, to see President Trump going after, he's doing guns and God. And this is what Obama called deplorable. These are the deplorables. People who want to just grasp onto their guns and their religion, these horrible people, guns and God. And we saw that in the San Francisco, you know, when the activists were invading that family, St. Louis, the activists were coming onto the lawn of the wealthy people and they came out with the, what looked like an AR-15 and some handgun. They confiscated their guns. That's where we're going. Obama was beating this drum, the deplorables, the deplorables, the deplorables. Biden was right there on his side as a sidekick, unarmed, apparently. But notice all these politicians, Obama, they're surrounded by guys with guns. Pope Francis is allegedly anti-gun. He's surrounded by people with guns. I've been around Pope Francis. People with guns all around Pope Francis. So the special elite people, they get to have people with guns around them. We little people here on the ground, the plebs, we don't get guns. But I like it that President Trump is saying the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is part of being an American. Can't take that away unless you want to completely destroy what it means to be American. So I think it's a good strategy. I like it. Trump's smart. And I think a lot of people said, oh, Trump, he's an idiot. He's promoting Vegano. He's got guys like Marshall or Jesse Romero or Jason Jones. Doesn't he know these are right-leaning Catholics? How are you going to get the Catholic vote? Look, Catholics in America who care, who go to Mass, who want to go to Mass, they're more and more right-leaning. Since McCarrick in 2018, since COVID, American Catholics are thoroughly disappointed with the bishops. All of them. Yeah, you got your Bishop Strickland down in Tyler, Texas. God bless him. But from Bishop Barron to Archbishop Gomez to Cardinal Supich to Cardinal Dolan to Archbishop Gregory to Cardinal World to ex-Cardinal McCarrick, all these kingmakers, we're done with those guys. So yeah, Trump is smart. Trump is going for the disenfranchised Catholic, which, surprise, surprise, is becoming the majority. People need to understand that Trump gets it. He understands what's going on. So yeah, I think it's a good strategy, and I think Trump is on the right path here. I think Biden is threatened. Biden felt that he needed to make a statement today saying President Trump is attacking my faith. It's shameful. But I think Trump, President Trump and his advisors realize that this is a really important issue. It's important to evangelicals. And it's important to Catholics. And unfortunately, Catholic leadership, pastors, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, they're out of touch. They don't understand the outrage that Catholic lay people are experiencing for the past 2 years. Totally out of touch. They're not in ivory towers. They're in ivory cathedrals. They're living in their rectory. They don't understand that the Catholic lay people are upset that they can't get their children baptized, their grandchildren to baptize. Confirmations were canceled. Their uncle and their grandma and their grandpa couldn't have a funeral or a requiem. George Floyd got requiems, funerals. But their pious grandmother, who prayed the rosary every day, she didn't get a funeral. Or they couldn't go to the funeral. Or six people got to go to the funeral. And then they start attacking our statues, burning down our churches, and the bishops are crickets. It's a problem. People are saying, please ban giraffe. What is giraffe saying? I don't know. But I like this Periscope. This is a little bit more lively than YouTube. But I think I'll close up there and go to bed. So I'm gonna look at this more. Maybe I'll do a full video on it on YouTube, and maybe a video on just the strategy of President Trump, because he's hammering God, he's hammering on Second Amendment, and he's hammering on economy. I think those resonate, especially in these swing states. I think it's a powerful move. So hey, thanks for watching, and I'll be doing more Periscope. Download the Periscope app and follow me on Periscope. And y'all have a blessed night. We'll close in a prayer before I sign off. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. God bless and God speed. See you tomorrow.